Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, and yours truly, Allie Mack. Of course, we've got Dylan with us. And there have been some very spirited discussions this morning, so you can keep the conversation going on the socials at 929 Morning Shift. We're going to get to the life of Squid in a moment. That's going to be a spirited debate as well. But first, the Braves, they have done it. They clawed out of that terrible start to the season, finally reaching 500, beating the Nationals 5-2 at Truist. And Snit basically had the most Snicker response to it ever. She's like, it's not the worst thing, it's not the best thing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. You know, I've been aware of that too. You know, that I said, God, I don't, you know, just because I think we were 8 under actually at one point. And, you know, like it's just a testament to the guys, man, how they never quit. They never stop just doing their job and coming into work and, you know, preparing and playing the game the right way. And, so it's good. It's not a big deal, but it kind of is. and because you know we got so much more baseball to play, but just that hole we dug ourselves, and to think that you know in 42 games we got this thing back even is pretty good.
It's so funny because, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, he has that personality where it's like when things are going really well, you love it. It's endearing. You're like, oh, you know, it's like talking to your grandpa about baseball.
Right.
And when things are going south, you're like, oh, my God, say something. Do something, man. Like, you got – it's that gee golly gosh that we always have – I don't know, kind of – I guess most people have grown to love it, but, man, it infuriates others when he says – it's not a big deal, but it is.
Right.
Like, dude, it's such a Snicker thing
We've
to say.
We've been waiting for it. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I told you guys some numbers yesterday, and Grant, our 99 The Game Braves insider, took them to another level with it. I told you guys yesterday, and now I'll tell you today, that because you add a number to it, they're 21-14 since they started 0-7, and they're 16-8 since they were 8 games under 500 at Snit reference, which was 5-13. Grant took it a step more and said that's a 600 winning percentage, and it's a 97 win pace. However, they won't win 97 games because they don't have that many. They don't have that many left because of that. What it will tell you, what it would do for them, is if they can stayed on this pace throughout the season, which would be, you know, going 21-14 over 28 games, they would end up with 93 wins this year. So there's this narrative, and it's easy to see and believe because you remember what was the first 7 games of April.
Yeah,
right?
So you got a bad taste in our mouth.
You remember the first 18 games of the season, which was 5-13 baseball. And I see it still. I saw it the other night. Someone goes, Braves just being bad baseball team again, playing bad baseball. And that was right before they ended up winning the game in the bottom of the ninth. Well, they're not really. Yeah, they're playing tight games. That's what the baseball season is. You get to the end of the baseball season and you don't win every game 7-2, guys.
Yeah.
That's why closers get 40-50 save opportunities a season, right? Because you play tight games. That's why a reliever is so important for any team, especially a really good one. That is why it is, and that's why the Braves are not playing bad baseball. They're actually playing good baseball. It's just not all come together the way we want it to.
Yeah, and I want to put both of y'all up to bat here and ask you about this game last night. What do you think you guys' biggest takeaway? And I'll give you three options last night. Is it Spencer Schwellenbach getting kind of off of a little bit of a dry spell and he goes back and gets a quality start? Is it the Braves finally getting back to 500? It is a big deal, but it isn't. Or is it Drake Baldwin going, you know, what, 3 or 4 last night, hitting a tater and having a big night at the plate? The Drake Baldwin game, the coming out party, if you will. Like, what, when you look at last night, to me, what's y'all's biggest takeaway out of the three of those?
I think my excitement factor is highest on Drake Baldwin. Because he's, you know, in his rookie season, and I think at first when he was coming up to the plate, you're like, how's this?
Yeah, let's see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, what's going to happen here? And now,
can't be any worse. Might as well roll it out there.
So now when he comes up, it's like, okay, what's going to happen here? Yeah. He could change this around.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, it was early. It was hard hit balls. And now you've seen him fall, whether they're in the stands or, you know, in front of guys, and you kind of have that belief he can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, it's hard for me because I'm still not sold that last night was an offensive outburst, even though they had 5 runs, which has been more than they've scored, in 8 innings of offensive baseball in a while.
It was a Drake Baldwin outburst last night.
Yeah, but Drake's going to go up and down to me.
Sure.
But to me, it was getting to 500 because I think that whether, and Abe and I have went back and forth, and I've heard him stand on a mountain and basically scream, it's not a big deal. But I think it was a big deal. I think the team needed that to just kind of be like, hey, it's completely behind us now. We know we've been 21-14 since that start. But the reality is we're just 21-21, and it's time to move on. So for me, it's getting to 500, and now what you need to go out tonight is get another good start from Bryce. Because we talked about the Schwellenbach thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Guys, 7-9 starts this season. Seven of them have been quality starts.
Yeah, he's been good.
You might be bad in 2 of them, but that's freaking good in the other ones.
Let me see if I can coax you to the other side of this argument. Let's see if I can bring you over to Allie's side of this conversation. What if I, instead of saying it was a Drake Baldwin game, what if I highlighted the fact that your 5 and 6 hitters last night were 5 of 8? Would that make you feel more like that was the story of the game? Because then you can include your boy Ozzie Albies in that, and we can kind of, you know, roll that all into one.
It
makes it sound a lot sexier, doesn't it? You're like, that's a big deal. 5 of 8 from the 5 and 6 hole is huge.
It might make me feel a little funny. But why don't you keep going to 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Because Michael Harris and I rode Michael Harris too. Nobody came and defended Michael Harris when I was all over him early too.
Yeah.
He has been phenomenal at the plate lately.
It's in plate coverage for him, too. That's what I think I get excited about, Michael Harris. And we had this conversation about, to me, Matt Olson, when he's hitting from the inside of the plate, that's when you feel good about Matt Olson. To me, it's Michael Harris when he's able to go the other way and cover the outside of the plate. Like, it's almost the exact opposite. And he's, to your point, lately he has looked like a Drake Baldwin in his coverage of the plate, being able to kind of flick it out there and go the other way.
Yeah, sometimes you just flick it out there, you can go the other way. Eli White has still stayed hot. With what he's done, Nick Allen has came down a little bit. You know, Nick, was it you that was telling me this stat? Nick Allen is like hitting like 190 at home, and on the road,
I wish
he's
I was. That was
and,
not me.
And on the road, he's like a 300. It might have been. It might have been. It might have been the guys on FanDuel.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Gaudin, and I think it was Frenchie last night. But Nick Allen is really good on the road from the plate. Not so good at home. But that said, his glove travels.
Yeah. He has, and he's arguing last night. I think he had a great case for the arguments last night of some of the calls that were going against him. There was also the double contact play. Was that Eli White?
That was Eli.
And C.J. Abrams looks confused at it shortstop. It's funny because you're looking at that, not understanding in real time, what is this guy looking at? Why does he, like, was the spin that crazy? They go back and show the slow-mo, and it's like a broken bat and the ball. Like, the craziest thing ever that you wouldn't even believe it if it wasn't on slow-mo. You're like, no, that doesn't happen. The double contact come from Eli White. Just a crazy game all the way around, but to our point the entire day, they're finally back to 500. Let's stay there. Let's get above it, and let's continue to ride on.
Yeah, that ball bounced off the skinny part, then made its way to the fat part and got up to the hole.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And daggum. You know what I'm going to do tonight?
I don't know. I hope. Hopefully you wash your mouth out with soap, I guess.
I got some. I'm having to keep it clean at home for pork chop. I got some of those Omaha steak, the steak burgers. Going to throw some Baron Burton's W sauce, maybe some Fireshire on them, a little rub. I'm going to crack open a Allen Lager from New Realm Brewing.
This is usually where I'm like, man, that sounds good, but out of respect for Allie, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds good.
I'm going to throw it all on the Blackstone and enjoy my win from last night in iRacing.
There you go. Celebrate, man.
That's right. Okay. I think Rob Manfred thought this would be a win for him, but as usual, he just loses. Everything he does is normally a loss. And I don't hate him the way some do. I just think he needs a better PR person, whoever the Major League Baseball PR person, or just advisor, maybe an advisor for these decisions, because he's come out in a I don't like this guy, this Don Van Natta Jr., who wrote the article that I read for ESPN. I don't like any of the way the way this guy put it, because he called Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, who were both not reinstated, but basically, they are no longer, I guess you could say, they're no longer be taken away from baseball. They'll be allowed in the Hall of Fame if they want to be voted on. And basically, they could be brought back into the game, but they're both deceased. He called them a longtime baseball pariahs that have been stained by gambling. I think call those two guys pariahs on the game is an asinine statement. They actually were heroes of the game. They were icons of the game, whether baseball wanted to recognize them or not. Two of the greatest players to ever play, Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose. Pete Rose might be the greatest hitter ever. I would put Tony Gwynn ahead of him. Yeah. But anyways, they're going to allow them. So Manfred puts out this statement and says, basically a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. He wrote in a letter to attorney who petitioned for Rose's removal from this ban list. Moreover, it's hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. So basically, they're good to go. They're dead now. I won't hold them from being voted in or recognized in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I knew this day was coming.
Yeah.
As soon as Pete Rose passed away, it was like, it's only a matter of time.
And that was in
September. So I just knew it. They just had to wait on that to pull this move. It's so incredibly infuriating.
I'm curious how his family will react to this. You know, because it has to have been maddening for them. How long was he banned? 40 years?
Well, it happened in the early 90s.
Okay.
I think 90 or 89 or 90, something like that.
There you go. So coming up on 40 years.
Yeah. So, you know, the problem for me is, did you stop showing Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson in any videos that Major League Baseball produced?
Right.
Exactly.
Did you look, Pete Rose lied and then lied on top of lying on top of lying. And then he finally comes clean when he realizes he's never getting in. Did he handle it the right way? Absolutely not. And he never should have gambled the game. That doesn't dispute the fact that he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame as a player.
Yeah.
He gambled as a manager.
Yes. And the crazy thing for me is if you follow the cycle of baseball, this goes all the way back to the Black Sox scandal of what, the 20s or 30s.
Yeah,
like there's always been
something.
Right. There's always been something going on with baseball. And rightfully so, they've tried to police this as best they could. And I'm not saying Pete Rose is some great dude, But you follow Pete Rose and is naturally one of the most gifted players to ever even think about picking up a baseball bat. And then you look at the numbers that were being sprayed around in the late 90s, which rightfully so, those guys aren't in the Hall of Fame either, right? But it's just all these hiccups along the way in baseball that make you so frustrated. And Rob Manfred's statement just fell on deaf ears for me. Well, like, they're just awful.
I wonder if he had any idea what the backlash was going to be on this. Like I've mentioned, Grant and I have been passing ships in the night. Like, we just have not gotten on the same schedule. And this morning when I'm leaving at 4:15, I said Pete Rose, and his eyes lit up.
Oh, my God.
I have so much to say.
That better be your headline this morning. Love it.
It was a 1919 World Series, and the stuff for Rose came out in 89. Kennesaw Mountain Landis was the commissioner, and with the White Sox
scandal came in and
cleaned it up. They needed to clean it up. If you don't know a lot, you can go back and watch them. Two of the greatest movies and baseball movies ever was Eight Men Out, and then obviously Field of Dreams, which featured Shoeless Joe Jackson. So, look, baseball mishandled it. Rob Manfred thinks he's kind of a did a solid and is kind of a hero here, and it'll get him some goodwill. Nah, man. You got to do a lot more than that.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to us today. So much fun. If you want to check out any of the segments on the show, maybe Which One Wednesday, where we argued about what came first, aliens or dinosaurs, you can check that out on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back here in the morning. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta. New schedules come out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.